from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden calls it the next chapter in the great American comeback story. It's major investment to make the U.S. a leader in global chip manufacturing.
President Biden Thursday announced a more than $6 billion agreement with semiconductor manufacturer Micron to build facilities in New York and Idaho, calling it the single biggest private investment in the history of these two states. The president said the investment from the Chips and Science Act will create 70,000 jobs across the two states and move the U.S. forward on the administration's goal of producing 20% of all semiconductor chips here in the U.S.
All manufacturing of leading edge chips moved to Asia years ago. That's why today this is such a big deal, and it is a big deal.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A ruling is expected in June now that the Supreme Court's heard arguments on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for trying to overturn the 2020 election.
If the Supreme Court, A, either takes a long time to issue this ruling, or B, doesn't issue a ruling that allows the criminal case to go forward, I see absolutely no way that you could see a January 6th election interference federal case go to trial before the election.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Former National Enquirer publisher David Packer is expected to be back on the witness stand as Mr. Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow morning. This is what it sounds like at UCLA. It's one of the latest college campuses, which now has an encampment occupied by Palestinian protesters. Georgia State Police used a taser and pepper balls to control demonstrators at Emory University. He was one of the last original members of the Moody Blues. Mike Pinder was the band's keyboardist and vocalist. His family says he died recently, his final days filled with music. You're listening to ABC News. Southwest Airlines could be looking at some changes at reports a $231 million quarterly loss.
After 50 years of offering only coach seating on board, Southwest Airlines executives are hinting they are studying the chance of adding a first class or premium seating to increase revenue. Southwest executives say they're studying customer preferences and that early indications of preference are interesting, saying customer desires change over time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Stocks tanked today. The Biden administration is rolling out a series of new rules to cut coal and natural gas-fired power plant pollution. Baltimore's reached an important milestone. The first cargo ship passed today through the port in more than 4 weeks after the Key Bridge collapse.
This is the sound of the Balsa 94, a bulk carrier quietly passing through the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Guided by tugboats, it passes the wreckage of the Dolly, the cargo ship that's been stuck in the downed bridge for more than 4 weeks now. Balsa 94 is one of five ships that's been stuck in port. There's more work to be done as cleanup crews balance removing the Dolly and the bridge while reopening the port. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
Two NASA astronauts have arrived at Kennedy Space Center in Florida ahead of Boeing's first human spaceflight. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams will serve as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner capsule, which is making its debut on May 6th after years of delays. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.